AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says the U.S. needs to take monkeypox seriously.
And it's critical that we do all we can to keep this dangerous virus from spreading.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the number of monkeypox cases is rising around the world.
Here in the United States, there have been over 13,500 cases of monkeypox identified across 49 states, as well as Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. Monkeypox case data reported to CDC show that 98% of cases are occurring in men.
The White House says close to 2 million more doses of monkeypox vaccine will be available starting next week. Sources tell the AP the chief financial officer of Donald Trump's company, Alan Weisselberg, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations in New York in a deal that would require him to testify about illicit business practices at the Trump Organization. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to meet with the UN chief and Turkey's leader near Ukraine's border with Poland. The talks will focus on the recent deal to resume Ukraine's grain exports, the volatile situation at a Russian-occupied nuclear plant, and efforts to help end the war. The government says slightly fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department continues to be the strongest segment of the economy. Sales of previously occupied homes slowed for a sixth consecutive month, deepening the housing market slide under the weight of sharply higher mortgage rates and surging inflation. A Saudi court sentenced a doctoral student and women's rights advocate to 34 years in prison for spreading rumors on Twitter and retweeting dissidents. The decision has drawn growing global condemnation. Court documents obtained by the AP show the unusually harsh ruling, so far unacknowledged by Saudi Arabia, comes amid Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's intensified crackdown on dissent. In the early going on Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is AP News. A new study shows bees are increasingly stressed by climate change. Researchers took photos of thousands of bumblebees to study the evolution of their shape during the 20th century. Aoife Cantwell Jones at Imperial College noticed bees were different during times that were hot and wet.
We found that the wings are more different on the same bee. So this kind of could be an indicator that bees maybe had a bit more stress in those years that were hotter and wetter.
The bumblebee specimens date from 1900 to 2000. Experts say dead bumblebees are easy to preserve. There's a possibility of other factors contributing to a change in a bee's shape.
Given climate change and given that we're predicted to have a lot more hot weather, I think we could be a bit worried about how bees are doing in the future.
According to the United Nations, a third of the world's food production depends on pollination from bees, and their population has been declining for more than a decade. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.